Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of For You From Eve. We are back with another episode for our full 31 days of January. In case you're new here, my name is Olivia Eve. I have a podcast, obviously, that you're listening to right now, and what we talk about on this podcast is self-love, wellness, health, mental health, everything to get you to level up and to get you to become the best version of yourself possible. Every episode is a different topic and a different conversation in order to become your most confident, most successful, healthiest self. And I feel like as I'm in my 20s going through my own self-love and healing journey and wellness journey in general, there's so much to be talked about when it comes to this journey. And I think hearing other people's experiences as well as sharing my own knowledge through my own experience, there is just so much that contributes to the wellness health lifestyle. And I do think sometimes it could even get overwhelming how much information we're given. I feel like we're told so many different things from so many different trusted sources, and it starts to become very overwhelming and just too much information at times. And so I feel like with this podcast, something I try to do is, even though I do share a lot of different information from a lot of different sources, I also like to make everything very realistic. I don't like you guys to ever feel like you can't keep up with a habit that I'm talking about or keep up with a specific lifestyle. I feel like the main goal of this podcast is reminding you guys that you can build your dream lifestyle, and that doesn't mean you have to struggle to get there. That doesn't mean you have to push yourself to your highest limit every single time to get there. And I basically just like to speak about how you can just become the best version of yourself in the most realistic way through a bunch of different things that we talk about in this show. So for the whole month of January, from January 1st to January 31st, I will be uploading an episode every single day with a specific topic that has to do with leveling yourself up. And obviously, as you can tell from today's title, we are going to be talking about change and hot girl habits. I think a lot of the time we forget, and we have to remind ourselves that change requires change. And if you want a change in your life, you have to make a change in your actions. You have to make a change in your habits. There are things that you have to remove and things that you have to incorporate. My last two episodes were talking about my ins and outs of 2024, so definitely make sure you guys listen to those as well. And these are kind of just going to be habits that I feel like a lot of people don't speak about as much. There's obviously so many things that people talk about every day, like getting, you know, your water intake and all this type of stuff. But I want to talk about things that maybe are a little bit more forgotten about when it comes to hot girl habits and when it comes to habits that you can use to better yourself. And just in general, you know, change requires change. And if you want to change your life, here are some things that you can do in order to get there. So the first thing that I've written down, this is also something that I'm starting to do, is to respect your privacy. Just remind yourself you don't owe anybody an explanation as to why you did something, as to why you feel a certain way. You don't have to tell anyone about this new person you're talking to. You don't have to share that information with anyone. And I think a lot of the time we think to ourselves, well, this person told me this about their life, so I have to tell them this about my life. Or I've always been super close with this person, or I've always shared information with this person. And you think that you owe them information just because they've given you that energy. And you have to remind yourself, at the end of the day, things should be very intimate with you and a friend, and with you and a future partner or a current partner or a family member. Those are intimate relationships that you need to keep between you and this other person, and that's it. You do not have to overshare any moment that you're having with someone. Obviously, it's good to get excited, and I think as a woman, we get excited talking about certain situations, but just remind yourself you don't owe anybody an explanation, and you don't have to overshare or even share at all your goals and your habits and your dreams. I think a lot of the time when you share your dreams or your goals with someone, people kind of look down on you and they're like, oh, that's great, like that you think you're gonna get there at one point. And I always say, don't share big goals with small-minded people, because people will make you think that you're crazy for thinking that you could achieve something like what you want for yourself. So I do think it's important to just remind yourself you don't have to share your habits, you don't have to share your goals, you don't have to share everything on your vision board, you don't owe anybody anything. And you're allowed to ask people to mind their business. You're allowed to tell someone, I don't really want to share that with you. And that's totally okay, and that shouldn't be taken in offense. Or if you don't want to do that, you kind of can just not bring up that conversation to that person at all. And that will also help to respect your privacy. The older I'm getting, the more I'm realizing how much, you know, my decisions and my habits and my goals and my values are very kind of just crucial to me and they're very close to my heart, and there's something that doesn't need to be shared with anyone. And I think it's important to remind yourself that your time, your effort, your energy, these are all things that are very sacred and you should keep them sacred. You shouldn't make yourself available to everybody. You shouldn't make your personality available to everybody. You should keep your heart and your mind sacred to you. And you should remind yourself, like, you know what, this is for me to know about myself and for me to know about myself only. And if someone unlocks this part of myself one day, great. But I think at the end of the day, respecting your privacy is a very attractive feature to have, especially as a woman, not having to let everyone know your business, not having to post your every move on social media. Obviously, it's different for some people who use social media as their job or as their motivation. You know, they want to post to motivate other people. But I think at the end of the day, if you want to be a private person, be a private person. My personal Instagram, I completely removed. I think I had like 3,000 or 4,000 followers, and I removed it down to like 700 or 800, and I was following like 2,000 people, and I removed it to about 700 to 800 because I just wanted a more private life. I didn't want random people on my feed. I didn't want random people in my likes. I just wanted a way more private life. And I just think, you know, respecting that privacy for yourself does keep that intimate relationship with yourself. And then keeping things private with a partner or a friend or a family member is also something that that person deserves from you. And just keeping relationships and keeping intimacy to yourself. You don't need others' opinions on things. I think that you should form your own opinion on somebody before asking someone else to chime in. And I think that there are some things that are also meant to be private with you and someone else. And I feel like the only time that you should be going to someone else when it comes to something with your friend or with your significant other, if there's a problem or an argument that you're in, it's if it's getting to a more serious point and you kind of need to confide in someone else and be like, hey, like, I need your opinion on something. Please don't share this with anyone else. You know, this isn't something I even want to share with anybody, but I feel like I have the need to talk to someone about this, because sometimes talking about things obviously can help so much to get that off your chest. It can help you kind of see how you really feel. And so I do feel like it's a very, very important to keep things to yourself. If it gets to a point where you have to share it with someone, you know, hopefully you have that person you can share it to. My next thing that I want to talk about is intention. So when it comes to changing your habits, what are your intentions with your habits? What are your intentions with your goals? And what are your intentions with other people? I think focusing on intentions is so overlooked, and I feel like it's something that people never really speak about when it comes to habits that you need to keep, is what are your intentions of these habits? You know, when you speak about the habits that we're going to be speaking about in this episode, what are your intentions with this, right? What are your intentions when you wake up every morning and you enter a room? When are your intentions with other people? Are you creating drama with other people? Are you speaking in a negative way about people? Are you wishing others the best? How are you speaking to people? How are you speaking to yourself? How are you presenting yourself? This is all intention. You are intending to act a certain way. You are intending to speak a certain way. And you are intending to make someone feel a certain way. If you go to your friend and you give them a hug and a kiss and you're like, I love you, I'm so grateful for you, your intention is to make your friend feel loved, right? If you go up to someone and you say, I don't really like your outfit today, or you give them a low blow comment or whatever it might be, your intention is to hurt them. And so I think focusing on your intentions when it comes to the goals that you want to achieve and the habits that you want to create in your daily life and the relationships that you want in your life, what are your intentions? Why do you want a relationship? Why do you want to eat clean? Why do you want to go to the gym? What are your intentions with these new habits? And what are your intentions with your future goals? And I think focusing on your intentions from a day-to-day basis, on the way you approach people, the way you approach yourself, the way you enter a room, focusing on your intentions with those things really does, you know, have an impact on how attractive you come off. And it has an impact on, oh, this girl is super sweet, this girl is super kind, this girl has her shit together, whatever it might be. Your intentions, the way you walk into a room, says a lot about you. And it's a way that you want to be presented in a positive way. You want to be presented in a positive way. You want to be looked at in a positive way. And so I think focusing on your intentions with yourself, with your habits, with your goals, with your values, and with other people is a very, very important thing to focus on when creating these goals, when wanting to be consistent. Because if you have the right intentions and if you have a reason as to why you have these goals and a reason as to why you want to build these habits, you are more likely to remain consistent with it. A habit I want to talk about is eating whole foods. Now, before you like fast forward because you're like, I know I should be eating whole foods, I know I should be eating healthy, you have to remind yourself that what you put into your body is what you're going to get out of your body, okay? If you find yourself complaining because you're bloated or you're gaining weight or you're inflamed, it's probably because of what you're putting into your body. Maybe you're having too much gluten, too much salt, too much dairy, too much fast food, too much junk food. Maybe you're eating past a certain time where you shouldn't be eating. Remind yourself that what you put in is what you get out. And I feel like for me, at least, I recently gave up gluten, I want to say about almost 3 weeks ago now, and I've felt a difference. Do I look completely different? No. Do I feel completely different? No. But I feel a little bit different and I look a little bit different. And I think when you start to see results, you start to realize, wait, this is working. I want to keep it going. And just in general, the food that you put into your body is so important. And I think it's so hard. Like, I live in America and I know America is known for not providing the cleanest foods for us. So I know that it's difficult sometimes to not want to focus on reading labels and not want to focus on portion control, because it can be a triggering thing and it can be something that does give you a lot of anxiety. And I totally understand that, because I think ever since giving up gluten, I get anxious over what has gluten in it, what doesn't. I'm like Googling a million things, and then it's like I go on TikTok and it's like, well, you should be eating gluten because you need carbs. And it's like, no, don't eat gluten. Get your carbs from here. And like I said in the beginning of the episode, an overwhelming amount of information from an overwhelming amount of trustable sources. So I feel like eating whole foods is something that, just eat what makes you feel good. The things that don't make you feel good, cut out of your diet, and the things that make you feel good, incorporate into your diet more. I'm trying to get more into eating meats because I know meats are very good for you, and so I'm getting more into eating meats. I'm pretty good with eating my vegetables. I'm trying to get more protein in. You know, there's a lot of things that I want to put into my routine that, you know, into my food routine that I know will make me feel better. And then a few things that I want to take out, for example, the gluten, late night snacking. I want to cut off a little bit on dairy, but not completely give it up, because I know how my body feels after I eat those things and how my body feels if I cut those things out. My next hot girl habit tip is to have routines. So have a morning routine, have a night routine, have a self-care routine, have a gym routine. Having routines for things, I know sometimes people are like, well, this makes everything so mundane and repetitive and boring. But routines really do kind of keep you compact, and they keep you together. They keep you organized. They keep you planned. They keep you prepared. And that's what I like about routines. I feel like when it comes to my morning routine, I don't necessarily have like a do list, like an ABC 1-2-3 list. I kind of more so have like a pattern of things that I do just based off habits that I've incorporated from my past. I've been making my bed in the morning since I was maybe 8 years old, like since I was very, very young. And so I've been making my bed since I was literally 8 years old. So to this day, I still make my bed because that's a habit that I incorporated since I was very young. Brushing my teeth, I've been doing since I was like 5 or 6 years old. So that's a habit that I do every day because I've been doing it for so long. Having my coffee in the morning, there's so many things that I do in the morning simply just because I've been doing them my whole life. And so I think having a routine, having a morning routine, doesn't necessarily have to be a list A through Z on things that you do in an order, you know, by every time specific. It really can be just 3 to 5 things that you want to do every single morning. Make my bed, take my vitamins, have a hot lemon water, meditate, and, you know, look in the sun for 5 minutes. Those are 5 things you can do in the morning at any time when it feels right. And as long as you do them before 9 a.m. or 10 a.m., great. That's your morning routine. And the more you incorporate that, the more you're going to do it in a timely manner that makes the most sense for you, that feels the best for you. And then all of a sudden you have a morning routine. Same thing with night routine. I don't have a specified night routine, but I like to do my skincare. I like to take a shower. You know, I usually come home from the gym and eat dinner. And then after I'm done eating dinner, I'll take a shower. And then my night routine kind of starts, and I'll do my skincare, clean up my room, get everything ready for the next day, make sure my week is planned. I'll read my self-help books. I'll read my Bible. I'll journal. Then I'll make my nightly cocktail, cherry juice, do a prayer, and kind of sit in bed with either a screen, which I know isn't the best, but I'll either be watching like YouTube or something, or I'll read a book. It kind of just depends on my mood. Sometimes I'll be doing a little bit more work. So those are certain things that I want to get done each night, and over time they become habits. Self-care routines I think are so important. So I love like pampering routines. So I usually do a hair mask once or twice a week. I've been trying to do it more twice a week than just once a week. But I do like a self-care night every Thursday night just to like prepare for the weekend, or on Sundays I'll do it to prepare for the week. It's like two different. I kind of call Thursday my pamper routine and then Sunday my self-care routine. So basically what I'll do is Thursday, I will, you know, put in a hair mask usually Wednesday night or Thursday morning and keep the hair mask in all day. And then when it comes to Thursday night, I will shave, I will exfoliate, I will take out the hair mask, blow dry my hair, put on my self-tanner. You know, before I self-tan my face, I'll dermablade, I'll do my eyebrows. I usually do that stuff like once a month. I don't like to dermablade too much, but that's something I do in order to like pamper myself. And then I wake up Friday morning and I'm tanned, I'm smooth, I don't have hair on me. Like, I feel very put together. And then on Sundays, I do more of a self-care routine where I do a more in-depth skincare routine. I'll steam my face, I'll do a face mask, I'll do an under eye mask. I'll do red light therapy on my face, I'll clean my room, I'll light a candle, I'll do some meditations and some journaling. So that's more of like a self-care routine opposed to like a pampering routine. And these are fun things to do. Like, to me, I don't feel like it's a drag. Once you like plan it out and romanticize it, it's actually really fun to have routines. And same thing for the gym. Like, I pack my gym bag so it's super organized. I'll plan my clothes the night before so that like I know what I'm doing tomorrow. Like, so for example, tomorrow morning, I have a workout class. I have a Pilates class at 10 a.m. And what I'm going to do tonight is I'm actually going to lay out my gym clothes. So that way when I wake up tomorrow morning, it's the first thing that I wear and the first thing that I put on in the morning. So that way I'm more motivated to go into the gym and I'm more motivated to kind of like do my workout. So having that gym routine is super, super important to me. And then when I get to the gym, obviously, I have my same routine of like stretching and foam rolling before and after my workouts, which also helps me to kind of prepare for my workout and think about what body part I want to work on that day. So routines, I believe, are such a great hot girl habit. Have fun with making them. Make it something fun. Make it something you look forward to. And it will help you so, so much to feel prepared for things that you want to do. My next hot girl habit is to stop fearing your body. This is a big one. Stop fearing your body. This is something so many women are guilty of because we don't know our bodies. We haven't learned our bodies. Something that I'm trying to do, that I'm in the process of learning, is tracking my menstrual cycle. And I don't mean just tracking when I get my period. I mean tracking all four phases, all four seasons of your cycle. And this way my mood and my cravings will be predicted for the week. And I think also focusing on what workouts to do when I'm on those cycles, what foods I should be eating when I'm on those cycles. There's going to be different types of your cycles where you're bloating, where you're anxious, where your hormones are acting up. And so through these four seasons of your cycle, I want to be more knowledgeable on how my body is going to be acting, how my body is going to feel, so that I'm not thinking like, oh, am I sick? And it's like, no, you're just getting your period, or, you know, whatever it might be. Or am I actually sensitive and emotional over this thing? Or am I just 2 days away from my period? Because hormones are a messy thing. And so I do feel like it's super, super important to not be afraid of our bodies and not be afraid of what our bodies are capable of, and knowing that you have a strong, healthy body and taking advantage of that. And so my biggest thing is I want to stop fearing my body. I actually want to have someone on this show go through the four seasons of your cycle, like a hormone specialist. I'm clearly not that knowledgeable about this stuff, but I do want somebody to come on and speak about it because it is something that I'm trying to get better at as well. And then my last hot girl habit I will be talking about: stop making excuses. Okay, circle back to the title of this episode. Change requires change. If you want a healthier lifestyle, if you want more money in your bank account, if you want a loving, lasting relationship, if you want great friendships, if you want to travel, you must change your habits. You must change what you are doing every single day. The steps that you take every single day, from the moment you wake up, from the moment you go to sleep, must be changed if you want change in your life. You cannot do the same exact things and expect a different outcome, okay? The same actions lead to the same patterns, which lead to the same habits, which lead to the same outcomes, okay? So you have to make sure you are stopping that cycle if you do not want the same outcome. So stop making excuses for yourself. If you want a change, you will create a change. And if you're not creating a change, you might not want it as bad as you think. So if you want it as bad as you think, prove yourself wrong. That is everything I have for today's episode. I hope it kind of gave you some hot girl habits to start incorporating into your daily life. If you want to level yourself up and just remind yourself that, you know, if you do want things to improve in your life, if you do want to level up, there are certain things and certain steps that you have to take to get there. So also, before I go, make sure you guys follow all my social medias. It will be linked down below. For You From Eve on everything. TikTok and Instagram is where I post the most. So make sure you guys follow me down below for my social media and for my Amazon storefront as well. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Mwah.